Hey, everybody. It's me. It's DJ Remedy. I'm in the station right now with my friend, my special guest, Patrick Margay.
Hello.
Patrick. Yes, perfect. Okay, the mics are working. Great. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We're legally mandated to say that. It's
put
true,
some
though.
Twang on it, though.
I did. I put some twang on it to cover up the fact that I still have yet to balance all of our levels. So I might be coming in a lot louder than you are. Hang
that
on.
That was very smooth.
Oh, wait. Go again.
No.
Go again.
I'm going.
Oh, perfect.
Awesome.
I think I nailed it.
Okay.
Great. So yeah, that last song was, as always, Little Root Town from Pokemon Ruby, Sapphire, and Emerald. It's a piano cover of it. It's very good. Great. So, Patrick.
Hi.
How have you been? How's finals week going for you?
You know, it's a thing that's happening.
It's
and we're experiencing it.
Yeah. No, that's the hot topic right now,
yeah.
I guess.
I mean, that's what's in, you know.
Yeah, that and Kevin. Oh, we've come up with this new character. No, it's very good. No, hang on.
No.
I need to tell...
No.
We have a listening public. We need to give them something to listen
okay.
to. And it's going to be R2 Sultry Tones
no.
talking about our new superhero.
It's, okay, don't drag me into this.
24 Kevin. We have yet to come up...
I vetoed
up,
this from the start. I'm
we've yet to come up with
there.
A superpower for 24
okay,
Kevin.
Okay, stop saying we.
Now, Patrick, you're as much a part of this creative process
not,
as that.
Because you just came up with it.
No, see, you said 24-7, and, you know, I feel like that's half of it. You,
no,
that's where we
not,
get the 24.
Because it's a thing.
Okay, here.
Unlike
Patrick.
The thing
Patrick.
You make.
Okay, fine. If you're not part of the creative process yet, you get to come up with a superpower. What does 24
no,
Kevin do?
I'm not being a part of this.
What's okay? You've watched One Punch Man, yeah?
Yeah.
What? Okay, where would he land on the like rating scale? See,
I'm okay
see
with
here?
Dead air. If you want to have dead
no,
air,
no, we can't. We can't kill the air. If
well,
you if we don't have if we have dead air, then I'm just gonna start yelling. Oh, thank you, because that was about to turn my headphones up way loud. One of the wires was wrapped around a soundboard piece.
It's important information.
Great. So okay, if you don't want to talk about 24 Kevin, my very
not.
Lovely superhero boy. Then, what do you want to talk about?
I don't know. I'm here.
You're here. Yeah. Patrick, you haven't been on in a while.
Shout
How have you
South
been?
Team.
Shout out to South... I forgot. Oh, man. See, I forgot, but
yeah.
I did shout out last week still the Tufts Ski Team just anyway,
you
in your honor.
Wow. I'm
yeah,
offended.
Yeah. It, offended? Oh,
you're not
man.
On the ski team. It's a different thing.
Okay,
you know?
Shout out. So, okay. If I want to support my local Tufts ski team.
Yep, we're very local.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're on campus.
Well, at the moment, yeah. Well, some of us aren't. Some of us already left.
Well, fair. Then how do I go about doing it as not a member of the ski team?
I feel like it's a very complicated process.
Okay.
You could start by paying our dues for us.
Gotcha. Money. Money
yeah,
helps.
Money always helps.
Right.
And on top of that, new equipment would be nice.
Right.
You know, maybe some more time off from school for training. Like, right now we have to take a week off of break to go train. It's like, you know, a month off of school to have other people do our work for us, and then we could just train. You know, that would be pretty helpful. But in seriousness, it's okay if you want to say shout
okay.
out to Tufts.
All right. You know what? A shout out to Tufts.
Oh, God. Why? I regret that immediately.
ASMR.
No, I refuse. Remember what I said about dead air, me being okay
no.
with it?
No, aw, Patrick, you might be, but I
yeah.
literally cannot be.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed.
Ah, so what happens
yeah.
if you are?
What happens if there's dead air?
Yeah.
Then it's unprofessional.
Well, yeah.
I mean...
Again, we are the definition of professional.
No, okay, hang on. Don't drag me into this one. I'm very professional. I don't know what you're talking about. I played half an album 1 week, called it, that's about good. And
last
then...
Last name Simpson, first name...
We can't. Patrick, we can't.
I was just doing that.
Last name Simpson, first name Marge. She's the TV mom whose head is large. Oh, gosh.
Want to finish that one?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I can't. Well, no, technically, I guess it's not.
Do you want to finish it?
No, I'm good. Okay. Hang on. Let's read the PSA now so we can get that out of the way. Yeah.
Oh, look at that. This is
fun. Oh, I know. Ooh, listen to that. that Foley. Great. Now flip some pages real quick in front of the mic. Just.
That sounded like farts. Is what it sounded like.
See, that's what they don't tell you about ASMR, Patrick. 90% farts.
Ah.
Do you want to read it, Patrick, this week?
Sure.
I think the one that we always tend to do is the walking is good exercise PSA.
This morning, we're going to mix it up.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
It's called passenger texting while driving prevention PSA.
Let's turn you up a little bit for this.
This message is for all you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if things get a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO in Medford, TOS Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptextstoprex.org.
I don't want to make it sound like I was laughing at that very important message.
Yeah.
But also just the way it was phrased. How does it feel to be at the mercy? Like, so melodramatic.
Yeah.
Incredible.
A little, I feel like I would be more suited to, like, one of those commercials where it shows, like...
In a world.
Well, no. That's, like, a not thing.
That's a movie.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. One of those commercials.
Like, you know those commercials where it's, like... There's people, like, in the car and they're having a good time, then they all just die in horrible car crashes. Like, how does it feel?
Do you mean the ones that, like, they play constantly at driver's ed?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it would kind of work for there, but for me, reading it on the radio at 4:08 in the morning, it doesn't quite have the same effect.
Now, see, maybe, though, we're doing important service, like, service journalism, I guess. That's not what that word means at all. But, because, like, there are still people on the roads right now.
Yeah, no. But, like, absolutely, texting while driving is an idiotic move.
Yeah, don't do it, folks.
I hate most people while I'm driving, but, like, if I actually do see somebody texting, I legit honk my horn and, like, yell at the person, because it's, like, they're gonna mess me up in my car. Like, I'm not okay with that, because you're being an idiot.
Would you say that texting while driving is a... I'm trying to transition into the next song, so bear with me with this.
Oh.
Would you say it's a Weakness by Prismo off of the album Weakness?
It's not a weakness of mine, I'll tell you that much.
So, Patrick, yeah. You wanted us to put this song on. I have yet to listen to it all the way through.
Yeah. You've listened to, like, 3 seconds of it.
Listen, those were good 3 seconds, though.
Yeah.
And we're going to treat you to those 3 seconds, and then probably the rest of the song, but you don't know. Maybe not.
Mystery.
It's a mystery. Here we go.
Not giving to the lesser fight. My body aches to be satisfied. My weakness comes and goes. My
guys, we're back. It's us with the song Talking. And yeah, it's good to be here. Wait, did I turn your mic back on?
I don't know, did you?
I feel like I did. Hang on.
Okay.
Say words.
I'm saying words.
Beautiful. They're coming through. Wait, was that like way loud?
I saw red.
Yeah.
See, I don't understand radio.
Okay. So let me explain you some radio.
Oh, because this is riveting for everyone involved.
Oh yeah, no, I know. It's especially riveting because this is going to be mainly like a visual thing that I'm going to be showing you. So see these bars here?
Yeah.
You want it to be
the bars are red,
about
by the way.
Yeah, I get that. you want it to be about like there-ish.
Okay.
And the one thing that you definitely don't ever want is for these blue things to hit the top.
Ah.
Yeah, which is why I'm going to turn us down a little bit. Mainly because I'm getting, well, wait, you say words.
Yeah.
Sound test, halfway through the show.
Professional.
More words.
More than just professional?
Okay, that's fair. You know what? Good. But yeah, no, when you get really close to the mic, it makes it a lot easier for it to pick up all the sound. My headphones are, like, not going. There we go.
Noted.
Great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Oh, that is loud.
Geronimo. Okay.
Geronimo.
I was just doing
I startled myself.
I noticed.
Yeah.
I was doing Doctor Who things.
I'm going to turn this down a little bit.
Oh, I did.
Allons-y.
I skipped that one.
And we skipped which one?
Well, I did Fantastic, and then I said Geronimo. I skipped Allons-y.
Yeah. Allons-y.
I never understood that one.
It means let's go.
In what?
In French.
Oh.
In what? Some sort of aliens?
Well, I mean, the French are quite alien, right?
Oh, no. Patrick, you can't say certain things on the radio.
It's okay, I'm part French.
Oh, okay. Neat. I didn't know that about you, Patrick. Tell me about your heritage.
I'm pretty much all of Europe. I'm 25% Irish, 25% Italian, and then just the rest of Europe.
It's just kind of there.
So I'm white.
The expression you had was so perfect. And I don't think I can, like, translate it into...
It was insurmountable to language.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man.
I mean, I guess I should say the converse of... I don't know.
You're saying words, and that's what matters. That's what matters?
I do words good.
See, what matters is we just keep saying things and putting things into the atmosphere, things onto the radio so that people can listen to them. Because if we don't, we have dead air, and that's no good. Oh, right, those last two songs. I haven't... I need to, like, source them. Those last two songs were Weakness by Prismo off
Very
of the album
song.
Weakness. And then Adventures by Hyperpotions and Subtact off of the album Adventures. They both have in common that the song name and the album name are the same.
That's not true.
What? No, hang on. That is true. Weakness off of Weakness and Adventures off of Adventures.
I thought you meant that they both have, like, the same name.
Oh, no.
I was like, that's just not true. That's objectively false.
Weakness and Weakness by and Adventures and Adventures, both by two different bands. Great. So, it's nearing 4:20.
Wow.
Which means we're
a few seconds.
Yeah. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Just
4:20. No, we can't. That's no good. FCC doesn't let us say that. Like, for real. But that said, 4:20 is an average normal time where nothing strange happens, except that we would like some callers. Please, literally anyone save us here. Wait, what's going on? Oh, shucks. Hey, Patrick, do you want to go?
No, I'm fine.
Take care of that.
No, okay. Don't worry. It's fine. Don't worry. Worry about it.
Oh, all right.
Mata for 2018. Don't worry about it.
Oh, boy. Okay.
What a roller coaster.
These past 45 seconds have been such a, like, roller coaster of emotions, a good way to put it. Maybe we should put on some music again. Okay, yeah, hang on. Put on some music again. Great.
Do you know what song?
I do, but see, here's the thing. You'll get on my case if I, like, say its name before we start, so I'll just say it, afterward.
Nice.
Great.
Solid.
Here we go. Auxiliary One is turning on.
Narration.
Check it out.
Hey everybody, we're back. It's us, your two favorite friends.
That's debatable.
Are your two friends?
You said two favorite.
Your two people. Oh wait. Oh hey.
You started the thing.
No, here's the thing. I forgot to click off. Yeah.
Well done, professional.
I know. I'm so. Patrick, I'm doing my best.
Aren't I your favorite?
Yeah, you are. You are.
It's on record. Let it show.
Oh wait, was this like? Verbal confirmation, like,
yep.
This holds up in everything. Court. This holds up in
yep.
court. Great.
You're associated with me now.
Yeah. I can't think of a better fate.
Well,
see, man, can we talk about something real quick, Patrick?
Okay.
I want to point out something that I've noticed, like, just today.
Okay.
In this station, it's
yeah.
really nice. It's really lovely.
It is a cool
We've got
station.
A lot of
really
cool...
You guys should, like,
cool...
check it out.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure.
At some point in your lifetime.
We've got a lot of really cool art in the studio right now, just up on the walls. I want to...
The moment you said that, I looked at that one on the window in the middle of the two.
The one
with
on,
the eyes
the one on the
and
window?
The hat.
Oh, yeah, no, it's very good.
The moment you said it, that made eye contact with
now,
me.
Now, so, Patrick, I do want to point out something. Someone has gone through with a red marker and given red tears to pretty much anything with eyes on this wall.
Red tears?
Like, if you look over right there, and then at the...
Oh.
And then the more you notice, the
yeah.
more you start seeing. And it's really weirding me out because I have never noticed it before. Anyways, though, so back to radio talk. Back to things that can
I
actually
thought this
be
this was
enjoyed.
Gonna be like a serious, like
no.
interesting dialogue. Nope.
Who went through with a red marker though and just marked
I, well,
up?
I don't think the... anybody knows. That's the thing.
I mean, I'm sure one person knows because they had a red marker
but
on
what
them.
What if they're dead?
I
air.
What if they're dead? That would have been great for our Halloween episode, but it's Christmas now, or,
holidays.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, got any big plans for Christmas? What's on your Christmas list, Patrick? Come on, take a knee with me. Come sit on my lap and tell me all about your Christmas gifts. I'm Santa now.
Okay. You don't look like Santa.
You know, close enough.
No.
Okay. So, tell me your gifts.
I don't think I asked
I didn't ask for this.
I don't, because I always struggle to ask for things for Christmas, and I've been terrible at getting gifts. Like, I still need to get some gifts. It's bad. I asked for headphones. I think I'm getting them for my birthday in February instead.
Nice, nice.
My parents did decide to treat me for, like, a skiing thing that was happening later, so
Ooh.
That's very kind of them.
Aw, that's really sweet.
But other than that, I don't think I have anything really on my list. Necessarily.
Weirdly enough, same here. Like, I could only think of, like, one or two things, and they're, like, graphics softwares.
Mm. Softwares are things, yo.
Man, nouns, right?
Yeah, nouns and words. See, that's what I'm good at.
It's weird, because we were having, like, a really cool and interesting conversation as we walked over here. I promise we're really cool people. Okay, sorry. I promise we're people.
I mean, I'm on the ski team, so I'm cool.
That's true. Shout out to the ski team. But as we were walking over, we were, like, having a lot of, like, really cool interpersonal dialogues, and then we sit down here, and it's nothing. And it's nothing.
Do you want to bring up the text conversation we had?
Oh, yes, very much. November 12th. Let me set the scene. I don't know what I was going to do here to set the scene, but it's November 12th. I've woken up.
2017.
I see the following series of texts from my good friend and special guest, Patrick Margie.
Your name is yours truly.
The texts are read as follows. Hey, quick question. How do buses work? Like, I need to take a bus, and I don't think I have a pass, so what do? I've never done the thing that needs to be done. Hey, I figured it out. Turns out you just pay $2. This was all within enough time of each other that it doesn't register separate timestamps. It's wonderful. 4 hours later, I respond, oh gosh, I'm glad it worked out. My phone wasn't notifying me. It probably was, but I was probably asleep.
I'm assuming we had an interaction within those. I don't know.
100% we definitely.
No, because I got back pretty late that day.
Oh.
I was in Boston. That was why. I was taking a bus in Boston, and I was gone for a while.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like we must have interacted, though, in those forms.
I don't think so.
Hmm. All right. So, and then the following text. I've only taken the bus, like, once, so I would have been no help.
The
other text conversation? No, that one is very, very funny.
Yeah.
However,
it uses a word we're not allowed to say.
I was also going to say it's mainly very visual.
Yeah, not. I know what you're thinking, people of the listening variety, but it was pictures
of Gaara from Naruto. You know Naruto? It's a good show.
I did start watching it to become a weeb lately.
Hey, wait, Patrick, Garuto.
That's because what bothers me is I'm pretty sure that's probably what their shipping name is called.
Oh, that would actually just make a lot of sense.
Yeah, and I don't like to think about that.
Narugara. I forgot to hit submit, so now it is saying that it's us talking. But there apparently, according to this, was about 9 minutes of nothing.
Oh, awesome.
Which,
well,
you know,
there was,
honestly,
really.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's pretty accurate.
Pretty accurate. 9 minutes of not a lot. Mm. See, I would say, like, we're a morning talk show, but I feel like they even have more substance than us.
Yeah, they do.
Okay, so let's talk about Naruto, though.
Okay.
So, I guess. Who's your favorite? Which one is your favorite Naruto?
There's only one Naruto. I mean, unless he uses Shadow Clone Jutsu, but, you know.
Oh, which one of those is your favorite? No, hang on. I do want the answer to this question. When he uses Shadow Clone Jutsu, which one of his clones is your favorite?
I don't know, because I can't tell the difference.
That's the thing, right, about Shadow Clone Jutsu?
Yeah.
Maybe the real Naruto is the friends we made along the way.
That doesn't make any sense.
All right.
Moving on.
Yeah,
I have no counter argument.
it's a mile a minute here. So, okay, tell me about your favorite.
I don't know. I mean, I think Sasuke is cool, even though he's kind of like. He's very Sasuke.
He's really cool. Sakura,
stop, please.
The German Naruto opening is a treasure.
But.
We'd play it if it wasn't copyrighted.
I really like their sensei, Kakashi. I think he's cool.
Yes, he's the guy who copies powers. Yeah. He also does rhythmic gymnastics because he does ribbon twirling.
I guess he did that at a thing. I guess you can say that.
Wait. Okay. When does he do that? Does he do it all the time?
No. Very rarely.
Is he a sort of
so
like
far.
Sweet, sensitive type?
I don't know. We don't really know a lot about him still.
Do you think that which Naruto character is the most dateable?
I mean, I wouldn't want to date, like, any of them, because they're just,
that's
like.
That's fair, but if you were going to date Kakashi, do you think he'd be a good date?
Well, I don't think I would date Kakashi, because I'm not into that.
Okay. Not into just a sweet, sensitive, caring person?
I'm not in the men. Enjoy-
okay, that's fair.
That's the thing. I would love to be friends with him. He would be a cool guy to be friends with. But, you know.
What do you think the best part about being friends with Kakashi
would be? Because he would literally beat anybody up that I ever wanted to, that I ever had a problem with.
Oh, so physical violence.
I mean, the ultimate protection, yes.
Oh, bodyguard style. Okay, yeah, that also makes a lot more sense than
he's
the
my
other
boy.
Thing.
He was the guy you would want to
my
be.
My boy, Kakashi.
He's my boy. Shout out to Jimmy.
Kakashi. Oh.
my boy.
Aw, that's very sweet.
Jimmy's still here, probably, right?
Yeah, probably. I mean, he's definitely not one of our seven. Wait, let's reload this.
Can you say that for sure?
Well, he might be one of our seven listeners.
Jimmy, if you're listening, give us a call.
Hey, or you know what? If you're listening, please give us a call. The number is 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636.
But you changed it.
Well, yeah, because there's not enough syllables. Because W itself has three.
Dubvu.
That's still more syllables than nine.
Voo.
All right, let's try this again.
No, five, no, five, I'm sorry. Nine, five, I apologize.
Voo.
Excuse me? Did you have a stroke? Are you okay?
Arguably, yes.
That was almost as bad as Woofmo.
Oh, man. You'll never let me live that down.
Never.
But at the same
That's
time, I don't want
for.
You to because... Wolfmo. It's such a good, like, idea. So
Jen
okay.
said WFMO one time.
Yeah, one of my very first radio hour, if I remember
oh, really?
Correctly. Yeah, yeah. No, you and Rose were both there.
I don't think I was there for your first one.
You were there for my first one.
Oh.
100%.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
You've only not been there for two of my
really?
Radio hours.
No
yeah.
wonder I'm doing terribly this semester.
Oh, man, I never made that causal link before. Hey, maybe next semester you won't hear me on the radio, which is both a blessing and a curse.
I would go towards the...
Which one is the insult? Which one's the insult?
I don't know. I want the opposite of ladder, but I don't know what the word is. I'm sorry, Doc Sullivan. The former.
There you go.
We said it at the exact same time. That was impressive. Wow.
Oh, man. No, the
Shout
opposite.
Shout out to Doc Sullivan.
Yeah. Oh.
He's not dead, don't worry. I just did it because I think he's in Oregon. I'm not sure.
If you're in Oregon and death are...
I don't think anybody's listening in Oregon right now.
Hey, if you're in Oregon, give us a call.
If you want to be
Please,
in Oregon.
We're very lonely.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Oh, man. You know what? I guess I could give us a call.
But that's not the same thing.
No, it's really not. It would also probably give, like, a lot of feedback because it's,
oh,
like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That would be
brutal.
Yeah.
Great.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Wonderful.
We've prepared not enough music, and also we have nothing to talk about, I think.
Reflections.
Oh, right. Do you want me to put it,
well,
do you want me to put it
well,
on?
Well, you ruined it, so no. Oh. Moment's passed. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
What? Okay, in that case, we're going to play a different song.
I thought we were just going to talk about other things.
Oh, okay, cool. Let's talk about other things. What do you want to talk about, Patrick? Patrick.
Yeah?
Patrick.
Hi.
I'm glad to be your friend.
Okay. I know.
Oh, man. Yeah. I'm going to miss everybody. I have a Japanese test tomorrow. Those are two disconnected thoughts.
Why are you here?
I'm here...
Jen. See, I'm stupid. I have a project due Thursday, but like...
The test is at 8:30 in the morning, and I would be up anyways at around 5. And this is just a way to...
I just got very stressed thinking about my project.
When's your project due?
Thursday,
okay. Mm. What is your project? Tell me
about
it. I
have to make a 3D animation for ES18.
Oh, yeah. How's that coming? You're making the bacon one, yeah?
I think so.
Okay,
but...
cool. That's a big ol' zero you held up there.
Mm.
It's all right. You know what? You're going to do super good.
Mm.
It's going to be fine.
Mm.
You're going to be great.
Mm.
Patrick.
Mm. Quality entertainment is what we provide you at
we really
4:39
do.
In the morning.
Hey, listen. Yeah, you know what? It is. It's 4:40. What do you expect from us,
it's
huh?
It's not 4:40. You just
Sorry,
lied
okay.
to seven
You're
people.
Right. I'm lying to the...
Eight, including myself.
I'm
Nine, including yourself.
if you wait exactly 45 seconds.
Well, you lied again. It's 40.
So, Patrick.
Hi.
It's a moving target. All right. If you wait 30-ish seconds by the time I'm done with the sentence right now.
It was
I said 30-ish, so I'm fine.
I don't know if ish just then encompasses everything. Then at that point, I'll be right.
You know what? I could count. I could count it down. You ready?
No, 20, no. Don't 19, do this. Don't
18, do. Quality, entertainment, 44.
I think you forgot which way you were counting, so you then just started basing it off of what you saw. Oh no, it's happening again.
You're right, but you didn't have to call me out like this.
I'm a friend. I call you out on everything.
That's true. Oh, man. Mm. See, now, I do want to also, okay, as long as we're calling each other out,
yeah.
You did, in fact, lean into the microphone halfway through a sentence earlier just to go, reflections. Which would have been great if I'd followed it up by playing Reflections by Mr. Wise.
Yeah, which is what I was hoping you would do.
Yeah, but
I feel like that's, again, calling yourself out as opposed to me.
I don't know. I feel like this is a joint effort, and we are together producing the worst.
Quality save. Well done. FCC, we got you. Thanks for net neutrality, guys. We appreciate it.
You know what, everybody? Thank you for having me this semester. I might be gone next semester. Who knows? Great. Oh, man. Wowzers.
Oh, no.
Bowsers.
Oh, no.
Okay, hang on. Hi. Let's put on some more music. Coming up next will be... Well, no, it's not going to be that right away, Patrick.
Patrick. Man can dream, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
I love referring to myself in the third person.
Just as a man.
Yeah.
All right, no, I'm going to put on one song, and then we're going to put on Reflections. So here we go.
Spoilers.
I got drunk and fell asleep atop the sheets, but luckily I left the heater on.
Song. In my brain, I rearrange the letters on the page.
Okay, cool. Great, we're back. Hi, guys. Those last two songs were Courtney Barnett's History Eraser and Mr. Wives' Reflections. Now it's just us talking with the song We're So Sorry off of the disc. Thank you for listening for the past, 48 minutes to us ramble.
When we cut to the last thing, I was talking to you. I'm like, is this our worst train wreck yet?
Jen just started. It just burst out laughing.
Yeah, because, she couldn't do anything.
I still can't. Without a doubt, this is by far my least professional, worst show. But you know what they say about show business? You gotta fail a few times before you really can, get it good. So I feel like...
Get good.
A, get good, yeah. But B, I think that, this has been an important learning experience. So I appreciate, Patrick, that you've been here to help guide me through it. Because if I was alone and messing up this bad dog, I would have just been like, you know what? I'll just put it on automation. That's better than me right now at around 30 minutes. I've never done that before. I feel like...
Don't do that.
I wouldn't ever do that. That would be terrible.
Yeah.
We only almost did that once because... No, hang on. Because Spinatron wasn't working. Do you remember that first show?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Spinatron. That was funny. Yeah, we were here a week earlier than we should have been. And Spinatron, which is the system that we use to keep track of all of the music, and what you need to be using in order to, actually perform on the radio. But we were here a week before my account was uploaded to Tuss Reform, to the list. So what that meant is that we could talk, but I couldn't play any music. And that one was fun.
That was interesting. I feel like that was half...
So we did stop after around, 15 minutes of talking and just, we were gonna call it then, but then the sub list got back online and we could do it. Yeah, okay. So I don't really know what to talk about now. I'm kind of burnt out because I'm just thinking about my test.
So Christmas.
Christmas. Get in that holiday spirit, everybody.
Sorry, we're focusing on Christmas, but since we both celebrate Christmas.
Yeah, it's the easiest.
Yeah.
However you celebrate.
I hope everyone's been enjoying Hanukkah, who's celebrating Hanukkah.
Yeah, Hanukkah's been going on for the past... Well, is it still going, yeah?
Yeah, I think there's
couple
one
days
more day
left. Yeah. No,
that's cool.
It's nice. I love all the food for Hanukkah. It's very good.
We also had Secret Yeti Flake Santa Man between our two dorms.
Oh, the non-denominational Secret Santa. Yes. What's it called?
Secret Yeti Flake Santa Man.
So how did that name come about?
Because Lydia and I came up with it. It happened first year, T2, represent.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Shout out to
Tilton,
that's the name of the dorm. Thank you, Patrick.
You're welcome. I got you.
You've got my back, and
sometimes.
I've got my back, too.
So we were doing a floor Secret Santa, everything does, because it's cliche but nice, and this beeping outside is gonna drive me insane.
Fun facts from the studio, you can hear the sound of the traffic signal outside.
It's just beeping
beep,
repeatedly
beep.
It makes you want to end your suffering.
Okay. So you were talking about Secret Yeti Flake Santa Man.
So We didn't want to call it Secret Santa, because it's it only focuses on Christmas. So we were all right, how can we make it just everything / not focused on anything at all? So Secret obviously is the start of it, and then, Secret Snowflake has been a thing, because it's it's just winter themed. But we're that's not really holiday, it's more winter. So we decided to throw a Yeti in there.
The Yeti was an appropriate holiday tradition.
Well, we just thought it was funny more winter. So Secret Yeti Flake, we thought, was a good start. And then we felt like Santa should be thrown in there because he's such an icon.
Yeah.
He just represents the holidays in general, even more so.
So wait, you decided first to take Santa out of the equation and then you
needed
to toss him back in.
But we just wanted to
tone him down.
Yeah. Or not make him the star, you know?
I getcha.
And then we just threw man on for snowman / just whatever other thing has
whatever,
a man on at the end of it.
Just men?
Yeah.
Just throw a man in there, everyone.
It'll make everything better.
Oh, boy. Wow. This really has got to be the worst episode.
You're welcome.
Of the radio. What's my show called? I'm so professional, you guys. Of the DJ Remedy's Healing Hour. Hey, I nailed that. That I've ever produced and put on the air.
What are you excited about?
What am I excited about? Thank you, Patrick. I've been waiting like 53 minutes for you to ask me. I'm really, really excited to go and see my family and to go and meet up with all my friends from high school. Mm. Share a bunch of those stories that we've all been living through the year, through the semester. Mm. Yeah, and to just, we always go up to Canada and we've got like this like ski place. Yeah. And it's really, really nice because it's sort of like a lot closer, cozier, comfier than our home back in Washington. So it's a really nice place to spend something as like family based and like just being close with other people sort of thing. Mm-hmm. It's really nice to have that sort of space to celebrate it in. Mm. And so, yeah, it's nice. Always a ton of fun.
Awesome.
Yeah, do you have any special plans? I think I may have asked you this earlier, but...
I mean, I'm gonna go skiing.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna shred the gnar on the slopes.
Now, here's a question. Yeah. What is the gnar?
That's something...
I should know this, because
I've skied. It's a movie you need to watch.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
It's, like, it's a very good movie. It's a very bad movie, but it's a very good
shred
movie.
The gnar, or just the gnar?
It's... You know, it is what it is. It's kind of... Well... It's in the eye of the beholder.
No. What's the movie called?
Gnar. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
But I'm gonna go skiing. I think with the Tough Ski Team, we do a training week. I think it starts the 6th or the 7th. And I'm very excited for that.
Cool.
Christmas is very exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
Then just to see... friends as much as possible.
That was so smooth.
Well done.
I'm so good at radio, guys.
What were you trying to do?
I was trying to scoot my chair
were
in.
You just like spazzed in the seat.
I was trying to scoot my chair in.
It looked like you jumped out of your seat into the desk. Oh, that okay. Was that what you were trying to do?
Trying to scoot my chair forward, Patrick, which is a totally normal thing to do.
Hey, Jen.
Yeah, hi.
Do you see what I just did?
No.
Oh.
What did...
I'll demonstrate.
Will you?
Yeah.
He slammed the back wall.
Well, because I was trying to move back to demonstrate for your incompetent sliding abilities.
Oh, I see. Okay. Oh, man. Patrick.
Yeah?
This is our worst show. But you know what?
It's finals week, so it's appropriate.
It's true. Hey, everybody, you've been listening to WMFO Medford or WMFO in Medford between 55 minutes and 05 every hour. That's...
smooth. Gosh, what a transition.
Oh, man. I'm just trying to...
blindsided.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Okay. Hi. Now, we're going to play you one more song, and ooh. I think at that point, we're going to call it. Because it'll be the end of the show, I'm going to just let you know... right now what the name of the song is. The song is called Doing Some Crime off of Griffin McElroy's album The Suffering Game, which is music from The Adventure Zone. It's The Adventure Zone OST. It's available for free download on Bandcamp, and you should get it because I really like Griffin's music. Anyways, we're gonna be playing that and then heading out. Patrick, do you have anything you'd like to say before we sign off?